In Northwest News on KPLU, Democratic Representative Derek Kilmer says the way a new submarine wharf is being built on the Kitsap Peninsula should be a model for other federal projects. As KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross explains, Kilmer says it was the first time the Department of Defense used a special labor agreement that's supposed to ensure local workers get hired.
The wharf is almost done. It's expected to be finished in January. Kilmer says what's unique is the project labor agreement the Navy required between labor unions and the contractor from the beginning. That ensured the bulk of the work was done by people from the surrounding area.
When the federal government's going to spend a whole lot of money, making sure that it's actually using a local workforce for the project and making sure the benefits accrue to the local community is a really big deal.
Lee Whittem is with the Olympic Peninsula Building and Construction Trades Council. That's one of the unions that signed the agreement to build the wharf. He says in the past he's been frustrated watching contractors for federal projects bring in workers from as far away as Guam. That's why he's happy this agreement steered work to local folks.
I can say that without a doubt, everybody that's on that project, 99.9%, came from Western Washington.
The price tag to build the wharf is about $345 million. Kilmer says he's asking President Obama to use more project labor agreements for federal construction projects. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.